So what books would you recommend anyone, top five books on your list that you would recommend somebody to read about growing?
About growing? I'm gonna keep it 100. They have lots and lots of books that you could do, but me, I just get down and dirty with it. You feel me? I don't think there's no better experience. You could read about someone planting stuff and growing stuff, but I don't think there's no personal better way to get in it and just do it. You know, I mean, if you want to learn new techniques and stuff, I'm sure you can, you know, you could go online and find it, but the best teacher, man, is yourself, you know, and learning on the job, you know, that's what I think, you know, I went to school and stuff, but the school that I went to, it was more of I actually worked on a farm. You know, we did a little bit of schoolwork and, you know, some paper. I don't really remember none of that stuff they taught me in the books, you know. But all the hands-on work that I did in the field, the trials and the errors and the success, that's what really made me learn it, you know. Like, oh, I did this and this worked. I did this and it didn't work, you know. So that's what I really would say. You could read books and stuff. And book smarts is good, you feel me. But, like, with gardening, like, I think you just got to get in there and you just got to do it. It's nothing like it, you know. You could read about growing something, but it's way different when you get out there and actually do it. You know, it's not the same. It's not the same.
It's I agree with you 100% on that. What's up with this chocolate flames that you have?
Yeah, man.
What's up with that?
It's actually it's a name I came up with, you know, because it's a hot pepper that's, you know, chocolate and color. I don't know. I got one right here. I can see, you know, it's starting to come in. But as you can see, it's starting to turn brown right there, like that chocolate color. So yeah, that's why it got this name. It's called a chocolate scorpion, you know. And then I added, you know, okay, chocolate flames, because they're hot. These boys are hot. So yeah, I just put the chocolate flames on it, and yeah, man, it's definitely
That don't look good.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, man. Hey, listen, brother, you most definitely inspire me to to grow. You
man,
know,
look. Next time we talk, bro, I need you to have a plant, dog. Just like you seen the cup I got, bro. Just get a cup and go to Walmart, go to Dollar Tree, and just get something. The first thing I want you to try is some lettuce. That's the first thing I want you to try. That's the easiest thing, right, man? All you need is some, just get some seed starting soil, all right? SSS, okay? Remember, get that, seed starting soil, 3 S's, all right? Get that. Get your red plastic cup. Poke some holes in it with like a toothpick or whatever, so that way it has some drainage, you feel me? And then just plant some seeds in there. Plant like 3 or 4 seeds in there. And then just water it. Just put some water in it. You feel me? Some bottled water, preferably. You feel me? And then you feel me? We'll go from there. But that's what I want you to do. You feel me? I want you to step up your game. You feel me? Because I seen you was trying to be on your healthy stuff. You feel me? You was running. I seen you in the morning doing your running. So, you know, we got to incorporate into that. We got to incorporate diet, because you can't outrun a bad diet. You feel me? So I want you to get some lettuce, so you can always have some fresh lettuce on deck. You feel me? So no excuses. So next time we talk, brother, I want you to have, you feel me, just get the supplies. You get the supplies, and then we're going to do it together. You feel me? We can have another live where we plant together. You feel me? We're going to do that. That's going to be our next live. You feel me? You get the supplies. Once you get the supplies, hit me up, and then we're going to do it together on live, and then we're going to show these people how easy it is to do it. You feel me? From a plastic cup. So if anyone says, I can't grow, I don't got time, I don't got space, we're going to prove them wrong, brother. Because like you said, man, it's all about your mindset. You feel me? It's all about what you think. Only you can stop you. You feel me? That's how you be saying, you know? You want to be the best, then you got to feel like you the best. You feel me? You said, man, I'm the number one most innovative speaker. You feel me? It might not be there on paper, but I feel like that, and I know what I'm going to be. You feel me? Because it's all a mindset thing. You feel me? It's a mindset thing. And that's what we're trying to do, man. We're trying to change people's mindsets. You feel me? Whether it's believing in themselves and, you know, changing, you know, the way they believe, you know, that health is. Like, we're just trying to change mindsets and help people better themselves. That's what it's all about.
Yes, sir.
You feel me?
Yes, sir. Another question I want to ask you. How long does it take to grow, like, tomatoes, peppers, lettuce? Like, how long does that take?
That's why I told you I want you to start with letters. Letters is the shortest amount of time. Letters is like 25 to 30 days.